during the season, we can get caught up in preparing and all the external parts of the season, whether it's, you know, hanging decorations, putting the tree up, you know, whether it's figuring out the gift to give somebody, you know, what are we going to do for, you know, meals, get together with family. And it becomes, you know, all that we think about during this season. But the most important part of this season, you know, is preparing our interior, preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord. You know, something that, you know, we so often, you know, forget about. And we can get stuck on those exterior things and forget that, you know, the most important part is our heart. Preparing that place for the coming of our Lord. And as we see that John the Baptist, you know, he came and he said that, you know, we have to have that repentance, you know, to have to come to our Lord. You know, repentance of turning away from our sins and turning towards God. You know, allowing Jesus to be the light of our life, turning away from the darkness of that sin so that we can live with Him. Now, if we're going to get the most out of Christmas, then we have to prepare that place for Him to enter. Not let that darkness of our sin, you know, prevail in our life, but to truly say that, you know, I love you, Lord. I want this repentance. I want to turn away from that sin. It's something that, you know, we always have to be looking at ourselves and saying, you know, where in my life do I sin? What are those sins that I struggle with? What are those sins that I still need to overcome? And so that we can work on those. That we can ask for the grace to overcome those sins in our life. So that slowly by slowly, you know, we can turn away from that sinfulness and turn towards the light that Jesus gives us. You know, there's no better way, you know, to work on that than to be going to confession. You know, receiving the grace of that sacrament, you know, telling our Lord, you know, what our sins are, how we have offended Him, so that we can receive His forgiveness, His mercy, His love. And when we exit that door, you know, we're saying that we plan on never sinning again. We want to keep that pure heart, you know, for our Lord. But we know that, you know, out of our human nature, we're most likely going to fall again. And it means that, you know, Jesus is inviting us back to confession. You know, it's not something that we should just do, you know, once a year or maybe twice, you know, Advent and Lent. But it should be something that, you know, we have that regular time that we can examine our soul and know what are those sins that are weighing us down? What are those sins that we are enslaved to that we need our Lord to break those bonds? You know, we might not even know that we're enslaved to those sins. It might be something that, you know, we've never been told is a sin. It might be something that we've overlooked. You know, and that's the reason why, you know, we have those examinations of conscience. You know, so we can pick those up and say, you know, where are those places, you know, that I might be overlooking myself? That we can look and say, yes, this is a place that I fall. This is a place that I sin. This is a place that I'm ensnared. And I need to overcome this. I need to bring it to our Lord. I need Him to free me from this so that I can live in that light. You know, we have to open up our heart for our Lord. And it's more than just hearing the good news, but it's repenting from those sins that we have. Opening up our life and accepting that grace and that mercy that our Lord has for us. You know, He came into this world to free us from our sin. He wants to be fully with us. He wants us to be free from those sins. But we have to acknowledge, you know, what are our sins? And we have to know that, you know, it's not just good enough to say that we know them, but to be working on getting rid of those. You know, some sins are easy for us to overcome, but other sins, it takes a long time. We have to chip at it day by day, little by little, and allowing that grace and mercy of God to work on us so that one day we may be freed from that. We know that it's not an impossible thing. We've seen all the saints that have lived before us, and their love for our God, you know, led them to that hatred of that sin. They're constantly working on getting that sin out of their life and opening up their heart for our Lord. You know, during the season of Advent, and we always have to be working on that, you know, especially opening up our heart, looking at where those sins are so that we can repent and turn away. Turn towards that light that is Jesus Christ. So that we can say that we no longer want to be enslaved by the darkness of sin. We no longer want to fall into the temptations that the devil puts in front of us. But we want to be children of the light, children of our Lord Jesus Christ, children of God, saying that is where my true love resides. Allowing Jesus into our life more perfectly this Advent season so we can be more joyous on that Christmas day.